This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Sometimes we act out of fear. Is fear ever a good reason for making a choice of action?
Here's what you had to say.
From Montana, yes, acting out of fear is useful. That's why we've evolved the capacity for fear in the first place. From Washington, fear is a powerful and primitive feeling that has its origins in our being. So in my mind, it is hard to fault anyone for acting out of fear. In fact, I think it rather commendable when someone puts aside their fear to act in an ethically courageous manner. From West Virginia, ignorance and fear are the causes of much injustice and hatred. I would only say act out of fear if your life or another's is being directly threatened. But to become a country or people of fear could be a dangerous reactive thing. And what do philosophers have to say?
Fear is a feeling, but it can also be a reasoned judgment. Fear definitely gets our attention, but it has ethical implications when feelings of fear override reason.
For example, a student can sometimes unreasonably blame a teacher for a failed assignment. The student says, "That assignment was too hard," or "The teacher's out to get me," when what the student really needs to face is their fear of failure.
Another example is that of a woman getting angry with her partner for not being cuddly enough, when what she really is feeling is a fear of rejection.
The extraordinary philosopher Bertrand Russell advises us to distinguish between fear as an emotion and fear as a rational apprehension of danger. Russell said,
"Fear is a reaction which we share with the animals. Sometimes it serves the purposes of self-preservation, but sometimes it does quite the opposite. Fear frequently prevents people from taking precautions that wisdom would advise, such as when fear of death prevents a man from making a will."
Russell gives the following points of advice on how to respond to fear wisely. First, when you're angry, consider that you might actually be feeling fear. Then, unless you need to jump out of a path of a car, think about what it is that you're truly afraid of. And finally, practice meeting the object of your fear in a calm and rational way.
So the next time you get scared, in the words of Douglas Adams, don't panic.
Here is next week's topic. When does a practical joke cross the line and become abuse?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.